Hey, good morning, guys. Today we're going to be talking about Oklahoma State University School of Watchmaking closing. So, if you guys haven't heard the news, it came out just a couple days ago that the School of Watchmaking at the Oklahoma State University is going to close by the end of 2014. Unfortunately, this is a growing trend in terms of watchmaking and in the industry. There are more and more people having less opportunity to learn watchmaking. And it all stems from the fact that, you know, nowadays not many people either know about the trade or not many people know that you can attend watchmaking, or there's just not enough demand. And this kind of goes back to, you know, how what I always preach about watchmaking in general, how there's only two ways to learn watchmaking, you know, apprenticeship and schooling. And it's that much harder now to get into watchmaking since the closing of these schools. Oklahoma State University is just one of many that have closed already. And that kind of makes, whereas originally there are only a handful of schools to begin with, having one less subtractor from the equation is actually difficult kind of for watchmaking. And it's something I just want to talk to you guys today about. Just to give you guys a recap of the story, you know, Oklahoma State of Watchmaking was founded over in 1946, and they focused on education for veterans. A lot of these schools that popped up in America during the 1940s for watchmaking, or 1930s during, you know, after the World War, were created for veterans, for them to get into some sort of trade work after they came back from being employed. Watchmaking actually happened to be one of the very, very fundamental trades that a lot of veterans got into. A good deal of old watchmakers today in United States are actually veterans, believe it or not, who actually got into watchmaking from this era of trade. But so let me just, you know, give you guys to give you guys a little recap. Oklahoma State was kind of funded by Rolex, believe it or not. A lot of people don't know that. The Oklahoma State, is their curriculum is partly based off of the SAWTA, which is SAWTA, S-A-W-T-A, which stands for Swiss American Watchmakers Training Alliance. It's a program that's created by Rolex to kind of standardize a specific set of watchmaking curriculum, and it tests the students to see, you know, different aspects of their skill level. All in all, just think of it like a bachelor's degree, or think of it like a four-year degree for a watchmaker. But in general, if you ask me for my speculations, I think the school is closing because of budget, and I don't blame them. I honestly don't blame them at all. In general, I believe the Oklahoma State also closed several other programs on top of watchmaking. And I'm sure as a lot of the reasons why a lot of people also kind of closed their schools down is because of either demand or funding. No one really wants to close down a school. And if the demand or the funding doesn't match the or doesn't make sense for the school itself, generally closing is what happens. With the closure of that school, okay, it's reported that there are only 9 other full-time watchmaking schools in America, right? So you have Gem City College School of Horology over in Illinois, okay? You have Lititz Watch Technicum over in PA. You have Swatch Watchmaking School over in Florida. North American Institute of Swiss Watchmaking over in Texas. North Seattle College Watch Technology Institute over in Washington. Patek Philippe, there's a program of Patek Philippe over in New York as well, but that doesn't really count because it's ridiculously difficult to get into. Texas Institute of Jewelry Technology over in Texas, and Yorktown Institute, right, over in PA. There are other part-time also watchmaking programs, such as AWCI over in Harrison, Ohio. But for the most part, these schools are already a dime in a dozen. You know, like there's less and less schools at the moment. And my thoughts on the school closing is that it's difficult. You know, it's difficult right now. There's not really much of a, even though watchmakers are dying off and few watchmakers are getting into the trade, there's not much of a demand in general. When I say demand, I'm not saying there's not a demand from employers for watchmakers. I'm saying demand from these students or from the prospects themselves to get into watchmaking. Watchmaking is a very lucrative field, okay? One thing I always warn people is, listen, try it out of class, try out, you know, try tinkering around watches to see if that's what you really want to do. And if that's the case, then, you know, dive into it. If you make your bed, you should sleep in it. The thing is that a lot of the industry doesn't really even portray it. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at the industry, there's not much speak about watchmakers in the industry. Meanwhile, the industry is fueled by watchmakers. I don't see a brand talking about school closing. I don't see a manufacturer talking about school closing. You know, I don't see any of these brands where they try to actively promote watchmaking or learn watchmaking from them, besides, you know, Patek Philippe and their watchmaking school or Rolex, not even. But in general, the industry is very, very hush-hush. You know, the industry doesn't really... It paints this wonderful romantic image. Meanwhile, they do nothing about preserving the watchmakers in general to bring more into the field, right? So that's just a couple of my thoughts on it. It's unfortunate that the school is closing. We're losing one more school to learn watchmakers from. And that's an avenue of probably maybe 10 to 20 watchmakers less in the field now in terms of, you know, yearly or bi-yearly. And these are some things that, you know, a lot of people need to pay attention to. You know, it's a dying field, and this really rings home. The school closing is negatively impacting the industry as opposed to, you know, just disappearing without a trace. So unfortunately, this is the current state of the industry. And listen, at this point, if you want to get into watchmaking, now's the time to get into it. You know what I mean? You don't want to get into it when there's only one school left. Right now, we still have several. And or, you know, if you can apprentice under someone, or if it makes sense to pay someone to apprentice, do it. I would do it. You know, if watchmaking is something you seriously want to get into, finding someone who is knowledgeable in that regard will pay yourself back in dividends, right? So at the end of the day, it's unfortunate the school's closing, but time moves on. And the industry hasn't really mentioned much about it. And I just felt like this deserved a podcast episode. So, hope you guys enjoyed the episode today. And hope you guys take care. If you guys haven't checked out the book, 100 Plus No BS Watch Tips, I'll check that out in the show notes. If you haven't subscribed or rated the podcast, please do so. It only helps me out. At the end of the day, take care, guys. Hope you guys have a great day.